It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. There came a time in Russia when people felt nostalgia for the ruthless dictator Joseph Stalin. Something similar may be happening in Iraq, where some people venerate the memory of Saddam Hussein.
Iraq's one-time ruler was executed years ago, yet you could be forgiven for thinking he was a candidate in parliamentary elections next month. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro reports from Iraq's Anbar province, where Saddam remains a popular figure.
His familiar face with its ink-black mustache is blown up to the size of a whole wall in this mobile phone shop in Ramadi. Smaller pictures of Saddam Hussein, hunting, making speeches, are hung up behind the counter. Shop worker's aide plays a recording of Saddam saved on his cell phone. He says Saddam Hussein, who was executed in 2006, is making a comeback.
Many people put his picture up and keep videos of him on their cell phones and praise him and talk about him.
The reason, say residents, is disillusionment with the current Shiite-led government and the local Sunni provincial council. Anbar suffered years of brutal war that pitted U.S. forces against al-Qaeda and other insurgents. Now, it's less violent, but people here, like Zaid, say life is still hard, with few services and no jobs.
It's only now that we've discovered how valuable Saddam was to us. People have compared the situation before to the situation now, and then was better.
Since the Americans have pulled out, says Zaid, people have become bolder in displaying Saddam's image.
We couldn't put the picture up before because of the Americans. If they passed by and saw a picture of Saddam, they would arrest us, suspecting us of being insurgents.
Well, for many Iraqis, Saddam and his Ba'ath Party inspired loathing. Anbar provided many of the officers in Saddam's army and senior members of his toppled regime. At the nearby barbershop, 35-year-old Hamid Salim says that's left a sense of nostalgia for the Saddam era.
Saddam's popularity is back because Saddam gave Iraqis dignity. Now Iraqis have no dignity whatsoever.
It's a constant lament among the Anbaris interviewed by NPR. Saddam, for all his faults, they say, was a leader who inspired fear and respect. Salim, like many here, says he won't vote in the upcoming elections. Sunnis largely boycotted the 2005 elections. Last year, in a provincial poll, Anbar still ranked lowest in terms of voter participation, with only around 40% of people coming to vote amid charges of fraud. At a recent meeting in Anbar, Khalid Mohammed Rajab from the Independent High Electoral Commission sought to persuade the gathered crowd that the elections this time will be free and fair.
In these elections, everybody knows they must be impartial, and we want to make sure that all the people of Anbar participate.
One member of the audience, Sheikh Amash Al-Ubaidi, stood up to express his skepticism.
Frankly speaking, there are people who are suspicious that fraud will take place in the elections, and we say to them, you are right.
Residents of Anbar don't have to travel far to see the promises of the Electoral Commission ring hollow. On the same day, at a checkpoint on Anbar's main highway, Iraqi soldiers were handing out calendars emblazoned with a picture of Iraq's Shiite Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki. One soldier told an NPR reporter that he was ordered to distribute them by his commander. Another soldier smiles and presses more flyers through the window of the car, saying, "This is Maliki. May God preserve him for you." Back at the mobile phone shop in Ramadi, owner Abu Muhammad says, at least when Saddam was in power, people knew what to expect. He says, today we hear promises from politicians, we will do this or that, things will change, we will rebuild. But he says, the next morning we wake up to the same situation, or even worse. Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News.